Welcome back to the Nationwide Podcast. I am your host for this episode. I'm Diara Springer. And here with me, I have the fabulous Megan Michael. Hey, Megan, what's up?
What's up, girl? I'm good. Outside's pretty hot, but we're going to bring the heat in here and hopefully we cool it down a little bit in the whole discussion. So I'm excited.
Awesome. I'm excited too. So you guys may or may not recognize Megan, but she's everywhere on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and she's been really eating up the social media scene. And that's what today's topic is all about. The behind the feed though. So we're going to be getting into the nitty gritty details, not just what we see on the surface level, but the behind the scenes stuff. So I'm really excited to talk about this.
And let me just say before I start, I saw you on Instagram probably about 6 months ago, and I was like, this girl is just so enthused about storytelling. She's young, she's fresh. This is the new future of storytelling. So I'm so excited to see you in person.
Nice. And it's nice to see you in person too, because I've been following you for a while. Okay. So it's nice to see you in the flesh and dress to the nines.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, Megan. So you've been on the creative scene for some years now, both working with brands and your own personal experience as well. So how did it all start for you?
Okay. Well, I would say creativity started for me when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
I started dancing in Dance in Africa from six, but before that I was in nursery school at 3 years old dancing in hotels.
Yeah.
And from then on, as I said, I started Dance in Africa at six, and I was performing from all the way to six till when I was like 26. Still do perform sometimes, but my creative journey started dancing and being a musician. My dad was a musician as well, and I started out playing about 4 or 5 instruments.
Wow.
And then I went on to doing CXC music, Cape music at Foundation School, Wesley Hall School. I did music as well, and while I was doing music, I was still performing. When I got a little bit older, I stopped the music because that's for nerds. In my head, it wasn't really for nerds, but in my head it was for nerds, and it was just very difficult because it's math. Music is math. So I'm an English girl. And so I continued dancing when I was 16. And then when I turned 17, 18, I started choreographing. Mm. So that really allowed my creativity to now extend further on from my body, but to see other people, you know, create from my mind. So I got into choreography. I got into pageantry right after that. And that's also a form of artistry, you know, you use your body as a tool. Mm-hmm. And I really love that pageantry came so easily because of my performance skills. I was in hotels dancing 7 days a week, 3 and 4 hotels. So when it came to, you know, representing myself and performing, it did not come hard because, you know, in my head is a show girl. So yeah, pageantry started right after that. And then I went my first pageant, Miss Whole Town, and I did several different pageants after that. And I think being in the media and being a performer allowed me to stay consistent with my creativity.
Yeah. You just touched on your stint in pageantry, and you mentioned being the Whole Town Queen and the face of Kia Shepherd. And I mean, back in the day when I was going to school, outside of school pageants, like those two were two of the biggest titles that you could ever get. So what was the experience like for you?
Well, I not only do I like pageantry, but I really do like culture. And for me, Whole Town Festival allowed me to not only express myself through pageantry, but to get to know a little bit more about who Barbados is, like the culture behind it, the history behind it. We had to like have big history lessons about the settlement, because that's where it was. The first settlement was in Whole Town. So outside of knowing about pageantry, we got to know a little bit more about our history of Barbados. And also we dressed up and got to meet so many different people all over Barbados and meet visitors from Sandy Lane. So it was just a great intro to my life right now. I literally do that all day, every day. The Face of Kate Shepherd, that one was like a competition, my first like online competition. I don't think they have that as much as they used to before, mm-hmm. but it was just sending your prettiest picture, hope for the best. And I guess I won it, and I literally forgot about that too. So it's good that, you know, I can now look back and appreciate my journey as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And dancing, you know, yeah. Your bread and butter. And I think that that's something that has been intertwined with you since young, as you mentioned. And I know sometimes people kind of try to separate the professional part of their life with the personal, but I think for you, I can see how your passion has really intertwined into your personal life. So how has dancing helped you on a personal level and also on an emotional level?
Oh, that's such a deep question. That's beautiful. Well, dance is about movement. Mm-hmm. It's about how your body feels and how you move through the world and how you see the world. But when you said the correlation between my professional and my dance life, my profession is, I'm a marketing exec. Mm-hmm. So everything that the guys behind the scenes, the camera people, what you are doing, I literally do that every single day. And I implement dance so much because this is all a choreography. Without one or the next, it can't happen. And the way how I edit videos, the way how I look at pictures and see the sequence behind how it all comes together, that is literally all dance. It's all a choreography. So I implement dance in everything that I do, especially my professional life, and it has definitely given me a little edge over everybody else, for sure.
Where do you think it's given that edge?
Start your day with the Nation News ePaper. Enjoy the accessibility and new upgrades of the Nation News ePaper daily, whether on our mobile app or Nation News website. For added convenience, use our new audio read feature, which reads the newspaper aloud, or look in the archives for any publications you may have missed. Get your news, your time, your way with the Nation News ePaper and enjoy our new upgrades.
Because you just can't say it's a feeling. Mm. For instance, if I'm editing a video, musicality is a big thing.
Yes.
And being, I'm a musician, I'm a dancer, you can only hear and see and feel things because you're a choreographer, you know? The pacing and timing of a video and how you want to put it together, you can only really, there's nothing you can say about it. You can only know because you're a dancer. Mm-hmm. So it's all a dance. I love that.
And on the emotional side of things, how has dancing helped and shaped you?
Well, dancing definitely is a release, is a safe space. I call it like a conversation without words.
Yeah.
You know, you could just literally move the body and tell stories. Like I said, being a choreographer and being a dancer, I could tell so many stories without even saying a word. Mm. You know, standing in silence is a story, is a dance. Wow. Moving with somebody else and different types of choreography and different types of dance, like African dance, West African dance, that all comes from history and storytelling as well. So for me, I feel as though I get to tap back into like a past version of myself that I never met before, and that's without words.
Wow, so, that's really deep. I love that. I really love that.
Yeah.
Just know you also got in a bit on being a marketer and a digital marketer. And well, I know you from your content, the content that you produce online. Yeah. And you know, for me as a journalist as well, in a sense, I am somewhat of a content creator. Might not be in the traditional style, but also I'm a content creator. And I don't know if it's similar for you, but I know for me,
it's difficult.
In my day-to-day life, getting things together is hard.
Yeah,
and
it really is.
I think people always see like the finished video and, well, Diary, it is so good. Like, that was so professional, but they don't even know what you went through. So what is the behind the scenes like for you?
That's such a good question because, yes, I'm a content creator for myself, but I'm also a content creator for probably 20 different companies. So then you have to like take yourself out and see the vision for somebody else's company. But for myself, sometimes it comes natural. Like, you know the story you want to tell. Sometimes I would write down like a list of different action items that I want to tell for like the next 6 months, and I just put it out there and take it off every single time. So planning is key. Mm-hmm. When it comes to travel, because I have this connection with Inter-Caribbean, mm-hmm. I feel like for me that type of content flows easily because I have no clue what I'm going to experience if I go to Dominica or British Virgin Islands or Grenada, and it's always the people that make my content good because people love people.
Yeah.
So anything like that is easy, but it calls for a lot of planning in regards to social media itself and interacting with people. I think the best thing is to just be genuine, like with random people, ask the questions like, where are you running? Like, what's the best running thing? What products do you use? Just ask about genuinely, like, mm-hmm. you're your best friends, because that's what social media is for, is to literally connect with people. And I feel as though, like, when I use it as a tool in that way, it becomes fun. The other stuff that, you know, when you got to collaborate with brands, there's some deliverables that you got to take off and you got to make sure you have the right spelling and like get the brand name correct and brand visibility out there. You know, you have to get those things correct, and it's not easy, but there's ways to make it fun by just being yourself.
Yeah. And what are some of the, because, you know, being online, you really put yourself out there to a lot of criticism, unfortunately, sometimes. So is that something that you've experienced, and how have you overcome it?
No, criticism, yes, when I was in pageantry, because I was always like the most full-figured person. So I would say when I was doing regional pageants, it was very difficult, like a lot of online bullying, and I would go and shut it off a little bit, but that was like a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like, I just believe what energy you put out there, you get back. And I never, like, it's good vibes over here when you come across it, you know what I mean? So people just know and lead with that.
Mm-hmm.
There are some times that I just see like one or two comments, but it's just like, okay, girl, bye. But you never really like focus on it, because I know that I've cultivated and created a space that is beautiful to flourish, learn, and just dress up and look good.
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah.
And how has your creative side helped you to manage the demands that come with marketing?
Marketing in what sense? Like my personal brand or like my job?
Both personal and also for you market for other brands as well.
Creativity and planning. Are those two things mutually exclusive? Who knows? Because you know when you got a creative idea, just things start coming to you all at once and you just don't know where to put them. I believe that I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
I do use a planning tool. I have a journal, a planner that I go by every single day. My Google Calendar loves me so much, but there's only so much you can plan and do, you know?
Yeah.
And you just gotta be able to have a mindset that when you set out to do something, get it done and move on quickly. Yeah. If not, you can harbor on it and you can be like, So just plan, execute, move on, and you get it done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You said that you work for about 20 brands? Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think gives you that je ne sais quoi that attracts these brands to you? What do you think, what is it about you that you think resonates with these brands and with people online?
Before I say that, the 20 brands are with my job, mm-hmm. and then that's a combination of both my job and then the brands I work with. Mm-hmm. In terms of myself, my personal brand. But what I would say about me, you know what people are saying about me? I guess the brands like being genuine and being real.
Yeah.
And when it comes to marketing and branding, the biggest thing is trust.
Hmm.
So if you build a brand around trust and consistency and reliability, that's the biggest thing that people draw back to.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this now, that on social media is one thing, but like working with brands, but what you don't know is that the communication between a brand that makes or breaks you working with them again. So if they call, if you set up a meeting and you discuss or you bounce off ideas and you have ideas, they'd be like, oh, I like this girl, she's somebody to work with. If you make it easy for them to work with, or you come with something, Bronze can always rim out to you in Barbados. It's so small. So if one person say, yeah, like she bring she here, that's what's going to happen. So outside of what you see, which is the final product on social media, the real product is how you present yourself in front of brands and what how you communicate with them.
And I think right now there's been this gravitation towards content creation. So for those who are watching that are interested in getting into social media and use it in a profitable way, what are some yeses and what are some no's that you would give to them?
That's a good question. Let me start with the no's. So honestly, there's no no's because I can't tell anybody what to do. I would say filter out certain things. Don't give everything away. Like, especially if you want to put yourself out there, like, you want to really protect yourself as well. You want to preserve yourself. So don't, like, show me out inside your bedroom. Unless you, unless that's where you're filming. Yeah, but I just don't. Give me some mystery. So don't show everything. Give me some mystery. I don't need to know, like, how last week went or who got your vets. Like, I don't need to know that. That's basically it for the no's. Oh, if you work with a brand and it wasn't successful or it didn't feel good, please don't like blast the brand online. Like, just keep it to yourself or call the friends or like have a powwow together. Don't blast the brands. That's not a good look because then nobody would want really want to work with you. And then also, like, when you don't go out to the world, not presenting the brand in, I wouldn't say a fashionable way, but also present yourself in a way that looks good. You know, that the brand will want to work back with you. Do's, be natural, be fun, have fun. Do plan, you have to plan, you have to plan. Do be creative, but creativity is subjective. And yeah, that's subjective. So what you think might be creative might not be creative for somebody else, but do stay focused on the praise, on the goal. If that doesn't work out, keep going again. And do have a community. This is really important because you get a little lonely when you are being creative and you don't have a community to tell you, yeah, girl, this look good. popping. Because sometimes it's just like, oh, I really don't know if I like this. But then you got the community of people, and this could be like at least two or three people to say, yeah, go and post the thing and go along. So,
so this community is like personal friends?
I would say personal friends, family. A lot of those personal friends really be your people. Because then you might have some people on your side that want to be there for the things, but don't really want to be there to motivate and push you. So do have a community. You need a community. So oh, and do take breaks. Please take breaks. Please rest. Don't keep going. Don't post. Just take breaks. Just figure out, you know, there's creative rest. In silence comes creativity. So you gotta do that.
I co-sign that for sure.
Yeah.
Co-sign that.
Yeah.
All right. Megan, thank you
so much. That's it. We're done. Yes.
I mean, we would love to have you longer.
Okay, for sure.
I could go and talk with you for the rest of the hour, but we have to go. But for sure, it was so fun to have you here. And thank you for being honest and so authentic about your experiences so far. And I know that you have so much more to come, and I can't wait.
I think you have so much more. You're going to be so fabulous. You're going to be like the next Rosemary, or the next Cara Roberts, or like somebody like really big, or the next you, because you are you.
I love that. But before we go, though, is there anything, though, that you want to share? Any projects that...
I want to share.
The mystery. Is this a mystery?
Right now, what am I working on? As I say, I work on projects every day. So that's business, and I don't think I could share like other person's businesses. But right now, I'm working on more writing and articles. So as I was telling you off screen, Substack is something that I'm going on. My LinkedIn, more storytelling. outside of short form content, which is like videos and images, mm-hmm. I really want to get into like storytelling some more and getting people to like stay on my page a little bit longer by just reading. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm really working on my brand refresh, yes. and my storytelling a little bit more on Substack.
Alright.
Yeah, but I can't tell you other stuff.
Alright, the mystery. God keep the mystery. Yes.
You know, keep it, yeah, I can't tell everybody, so yeah.
I love that. Well, whenever you release your content, I will be sure to look out for it, and to the viewers as well, look out for more of what Megan Michael has in store.
Yes.
And if you've been enjoying the podcast, follow us. We are on YouTube, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and of course, nationnews.com. This has been the Nationwide Podcast, and I am Deara Springer. See you next time.